It's time for the Financial Cafe, airing every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 88.7 WSIE The Sound. Today's show is underwritten by The Chef Shop, your hometown kitchen accessory store, where a good cup of coffee starts every day right. The views expressed of the Financial Cafe are those of the hosts and do not represent the views of Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, the SIU Board of Trustees, or WSIE Radio. Securities offered through Nickel Investors Corporation at No. 1 Executive Park, Granite City, Illinois, member FINRA and SIPC.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'd be rich.
And now, welcome to the Financial Cafe and our hosts, Larry Lexo and John Graney.
Good morning, John Graney.
Good morning, Larry Lexo. And how are we doing today?
We're doing great. And you?
I am living the dream.
Yeah, you keep saying that. And good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad you could join us again today.
Me too. It's
we have lots to talk about. This is going to be the Chef Shop Show. So since the Chef Shop, we're having fun with that. Since the Chef Shop has been our underwriter for almost a year now, it's hard to believe that it's been that long.
They keep asking us to come back.
I know. We certainly appreciate that. They keep paying the bill, too, so that's even better. We certainly do appreciate that. Lots of things going on, and we are celebrating this weekend, actually, Saturday morning, 20 years of business. A lot of businesses don't make 2 or 3 years, much less 10 or 20, as in this case, with only 2 owners, actually, over that entire period of time. So that is a wonderful result of good planning and a little luck and a lot of effort, I suspect, as we go forth. So Lisa is here to tell us about it. Lisa Hudson, welcome to the show again.
Thank you so much.
And tell us, take us back to the beginning from what you remember with the Chef Shop.
Sure.
How did that all start?
Sure. Well, from what Nancy tells me, so Nancy Schneider and her husband Scott, current owners and of the Chef Shop, Nancy tells a story that Vicki Primrose, who is the original founder of the Chef Shop, was hanging out around Edwardsville, around town, and could not find a darn cookie cutter, like anywhere. And she's like, how can there not be any cookie cutters? And so that was her really simple inspiration to open a shop that featured gadgets, tools, some gourmet food products, things like that in the area. And so she did. So Vicki and I believe her husband Joe Primrose opened up 20 years ago, this next week. And that was it.
And they're going to be back.
They're going to be back. Yeah, they had a couple grandsons graduating last weekend and were kind enough to stay on for a few extra days and celebrate. And I think Vicki's very, very excited to not only see what her baby has become under Nancy's guidance and leadership, but just celebrate with a lot of people that knew her back in the day. And so, yeah, she'll be here on Saturday.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I know both Joe and Vicki, and when they started the Chef Shop, I could easily see Vicki in that mode of, darn it, I need a cookie cutter. Nobody's got one, so let's open our own business. She would be the kind to do that. And Joe, of course, was busy. He was an ER physician for many, many years, now retired, before they moved out west. So I haven't seen them in a few years. I'm looking forward to visiting with them a little bit on Saturday also. But it's certainly come a long way through a lot of iterations, moved a couple of times since it began, expanded, and continuing to expand with different, not only in size, but with different offerings in addition to John. And my favorites, the coffees. How many coffee selections do we have now? Has that been updated recently?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure how many. Yeah, it does. It always seems like they're growing, and they have not only their standards, like, of course, the Chef Shop blend and
Cloud Lifter.
And
Highlander Grog.
Highlander Grog. Yep.
John's favorite, Highlander Grog. Got to do that.
Highlander Grog and a couple other organics and creme brulee.
That's all they need. That's the only one they really need, just that one.
It's the only one you want to buy anyway. Yeah.
But they have seasonals every now and then that pop in and out. So it's fun. It's ever evolving. And they have a taste bar now, too. So the little taste
they
bar.
They do. So you can sample the taste of the day or a couple of tastes of the day. And the Christmas cookie, obviously, I always thought was going to be around Christmas, but I understand that's a year-round favorite now.
It just had to be. Yeah, people kept wanting it.
People keep coming back. And Jamaican Me Crazy, that's a good one, too. So and a lot of these, Scott, as I recall, actually blends these on site, buys the various beans and does the combination and the grinding and whatnot right there inside. And he also...
I want that job.
Well, I think it may be available if he and Nancy ever retire, which I doubt. But anyway, so yeah, the coffees are great. We, of course, have had all of them here on the show. We've reviewed them. 90% of them I love. John likes everything that doesn't have hazelnut in it. But all the rest of them, that's about what we have.
And it's not because of the quality of the coffee. It's just my personal, shall we say, disdain for hazelnut.
Just got
flavoring.
This thing going.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And of course, Lisa and I have our WSIE Financial Cafe cups this morning. And if you show up tomorrow, one of the things that will be available on the Wheel of Luck, what are you calling this wheel?
Yeah, prize wheel. Everybody's got to take a spin.
Got the prize wheel, so take a spin. You might win a thermal coffee mug. And I guess we could probably get them to take it inside, fill it with coffee then. So maybe,
ooh,
you know.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
I think that's a good idea, you know, favorite coffee from there. So anyway, so we're 20 years down the road. Joe and Vicki are coming back to share, I'm sure, some stories of being out west, as well as some of the stories of getting things going. But tell us a little bit about the day tomorrow. What's it going to look like?
Sure. I mean, we'll get started bright and early tomorrow morning as far
as we should be there at 6
setup goes. Well, if you want to help,
you can be there.
Pop up the tent. So we've got just a nice big tent, party tent coming in, going to be set up. And the shop itself opens at 10 a.m. So everyone's, or 9 a.m. tomorrow, actually. So you're welcome to come hang out in the shop, get a little pre-party celebration. And then from noon until 3, we have a celebration, a 20th anniversary celebration. Feels like a community picnic, if you will, with music and the prize wheel. And we have food that we've connected with local restaurants and providers. So, for example, the Goshen Butcher Shop, which used to be Edwardsville Frozen Foods. Nancy and Scott are close to them, get all their meats from them, and we wanted to support them. So we've got pork sliders, little pork burger sliders from Goshen Butcher Shop. And Wang Gang will be out there offering some custom catering for us too. Honey Dip Bakery over in Maryville.
I'm skipping breakfast.
Yeah. I would, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so just some fun picnic foods and prizes and a really good time to connect with Nancy, Scott, all the really, really helpful, friendly staff, and celebrate a business and that it's sustainable when you are in a community like Edwardsville. So a little giving back to everybody that's made it happen for the shop.
So let's talk about that. I know that Vicki and Joe, when they were here and started it, lived in Edwardsville. Mm-hmm. But Nancy, I think, tells a story, if I remember correctly, about why she felt this area was the area to have it. You know, you've got St. Louis 20 minutes away. You've got a lot of nice, communities on this side. But Edwardsville just seemed to be the right fit.
It is. It really is. And it's so supportive of shop local. There's a consciousness, really, like whether someone is in high school or, they've been here their whole life. There is that shop local awareness that's always been here. It's you hear it as a catchphrase now with, I think, American Express's, shop small Saturday or things like that. But it's been around in Edwardsville for a long, long time in Glen Carbon. And people always check in with the shop first. They might hear of something, research it online. But all the time, Nancy hears people call and say, hey, I saw this somewhere else, and I wanted to check with you first. And so that's a, it is a great community to be in because of that. It's part of the culture.
So she will special order things also.
Absolutely.
If
oh, my goodness.
Find something that maybe they don't have.
It I might, can't imagine that product actually exists.
that there's something they don't have.
Right? Like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 SKUs in the shop.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. I don't think you could probably spend a day or longer just, you know, and still not have a chance to see everything that's there.
Yeah.
So I know my daughter would like to buy most of what's in there.
Yeah, well, she could do that as long as she has your credit card. might max that out, John. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a problem. She likes to bake and she likes to cook, and she has her own little set that she's most of what she bought from there. The other stuff was from gifts, from presents, and so forth. But she always wants to go up there and look around, so she'll have her time tomorrow.
We know what that is language for. Let's go look around, Dad.
Yeah.
Bring your wallet.
She got that from her mom. I just want to go look. 7 bags later, we're looking a little more closely, aren't we?
Mm-hmm,
as long as you have your Highlander grog and maybe some popcorn or fudge, you're good.
Fudge. Oh, that caramel one, the praline.
With the salt and the chocolate.
Chewy
and
praline.
He's done now.
It's good stuff.
It's all over.
We're stopping there on the way back.
Yeah, probably. No doubt. Okay, Lisa, what is your position with Chef Shop at this point?
Well, I'm actually a business and marketing consultant independently, and I've worked with the Chef Shop for a few months now. So I come from a background of independent small business and entrepreneurship, and I love tapping into the spirit, if you will, of a brand and supporting business owners in making that message clear and getting excited around it.
And you, one of Nancy's big things is not only supporting the community, but supporting a lot of the residents as far as people you hire.
Absolutely.
Because, I don't know, do you hire high school folks or is it primarily college?
I would say it's mostly college, you know, around the holidays, or college and, you know, a lot of seasoned chefs, if you will, and,
good choice.
Community people. Perfect for the Chef Shop, right?
Exactly.
Seasoned employees. But I mean, they just have to have all hands on deck when it comes to the holidays and just back here at Mother's Day and Easter, because they've got a lot of good stuff.
It's a crazy place, especially.
Well, my wife was in high school. She was the first employee of the Chef
Aww.
Shop.
And they survived.
Yes.
Thanks, Amy.
So how about that? My wife's looking forward to seeing Vicky again. She hasn't seen her in quite some time. So
I think we're going to have a big turnout tomorrow.
I agree. Yeah.
I think we've been putting the word out. We've talked about it on a couple of the shows. Been passing it on to a lot of individuals who are aware of the shop. And I know Kathy Parks from Nickel and Rich, her husband, will be there.
Mm-hmm. Kathy is one of those, I'm just going to go look.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be fun. I mean, besides the celebration aspect, of course, just hanging out with people and fellowshipping and remembering like what your favorite thing is, how this one, you know, lodge cast iron skillet you've used every time you've gone camping, and memories like that. There is this little prize wheel. They're giving away, I think we've added it up and now it's over $7,000 worth of prizes. So
sign me up.
Yeah.
Is that one of those ones where employees and are we excluded from the prize wheel?
Employees are excluded, but I have to tell you, Nancy takes really good care of her employees when it comes to swag. I mean, they've got a $500 shopping spree as the grand prize. And you can register just by showing up. Of course, it's 18 and over, but we have goodies for anybody.
I'm bringing some magnets. Yeah. I can rig this thing a little bit.
Under 18. But yeah, I mean, there are.
Generous. $7,000 worth of giveaway.
The vendors, the manufacturers, and the brands that they carry have been so supportive. And they have a. So Wusthof is a world famous. Knife.
That was good.
Knife company.
Nobody could see that but us. But she was demonstrating knives.
Knives.
We need to get one of those Webcams,
yeah.
Talking with our hands will be a little more meaningful, except for just us.
Yeah. So Harry Wusthof signed this knife.
Oh, wow.
For the chef shop. So literally the man signed the knife. So anybody that's a, you know, real chef or anyone that watches Food Network and has ever seen Iron Chef, there's a knife from Chef Morimoto.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's some cool. And knives are, good quality knives are like a very precious thing.
Oh, that's right. They're, especially the high-end chefs, mm-hmm. it's very personal.
Yeah.
And anyone touches their knives, mm-hmm. it's game on.
Might lose a finger. Is that what you're saying? You never know.
Yeah. So we have lots of just really all sorts of different knives and gadgets and food products. And there's a company right out of Effingham. So Nancy always tries to work with, you know, local, regional, statewide, U.S.-made products as much as she can. And there's a company out of Effingham called Booze Blocks. And booze may give you the wrong idea, but it's B-O-O-S.
I was going there.
And incredibly made products, butcher blocks, cutting boards. And, I mean, they have a massive booze block, which is a few $100s. Wow. So yeah, lots of great prizes, big and small.
Sounds like something you may not even want to use, a signed knife.
These are collector's items, John. I mean, you know, just think 25 years from now.
Yeah, it'll be a fun layer for everybody that shows up, grab some good food, get an awesome prize, and just.
Drink some coffee.
Have some fudge.
Visit with great people and just congratulate them. You know, it's like you said, it's a feat to be in business 20 years and to be growing, expanding, evolving, and thriving
Just think from a technology standpoint. Mm. Everything that has evolved to be a business owner and have to go through all those iterations and changes to stay on top of it. They got the web presence, they have the blog. I mean, they've just done an amazing job of staying current with the times, especially with a product that is kind of more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I know you and I being business owners, it's a constant struggle to try and stay on top of everything.
Changes almost every day. I remember the old card system they used to use.
Yep.
and we had many of those that, you know, I probably bought a lot of stuff there over the years. And, you know, they had the little card files, and they have it with your name on it, and they keep track of, you know, how much you bought, and you get, you know, a certain, I think it was percentage off.
Yep.
Of your next purchase after you gave so many. And then I can remember, I don't know, it was probably 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago, I was talking to Scott and Nancy, and they were talking about, you know, we got to get rid of this paper card system. And they automated it, went with the new processing system, the POS, point of sale system, mm-hmm. that keeps track of all that electronically versus the old card files. But I don't know, they were kind of fun, I thought. You know, they pull out your name and you'd have all your purchases on there.
Like going to the library when you were little.
It was, yeah, it's exactly like going to the library. Nobody uses card files anymore, but it was kind of a fun way of doing it.
Absolutely.
So walk us through exactly. Scott was telling me a little bit about when you get there and sign up, I guess, then you get a ticket.
Yeah, so you'll get everyone that arrives tomorrow will automatically get a ticket to spin the wheel. It's a one ticket to spin the wheel for some great prizes, and then another registration ticket. So, again, that's for the 18 and older. If you're 18 and older, just your contact information, because you don't need to be present to win. So we need, you know, your information for that. And we've got 6 major prizes plus the grand prize. So the extra ticket for registration is for the big prizes, you know, the things that are $200, $300, $400, $500 and the
Who's the keeper of these tickets?
Well, I know me. I'm like, it's bringing out my integrity.
Your alter ego.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right. So at the end of the day, you get to choose which little bucket, each of the major prizes. You get to put your registration ticket in one of the buckets, and for which of the six prizes you want. And so we'll draw a name from each of those. Anyone that doesn't win then gets put into the grand prize for the $500 shopping spree. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how that'll work. And somebody's going to win and be really excited when we contact them.
No doubt about that. And I think if you buy something tomorrow, Scott told me you get another ticket.
You get an extra registration ticket.
You got to know the ins and the outs of this.
So any purchase
tomorrow.
Why are
we sharing this? It should be confidential.
Anybody that comes in and makes a purchase, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a bag of popcorn or a cookie cutter or a big green egg. You might get an extra one or two for a big green egg.
Kathy.
What is the big? Oh, the okay.
Yeah.
My brother has one of those.
Oh, my gosh. Those are the thing. But, so you'll get an extra ticket to enter. So extra chance at that shopping spree or one of the big prizes.
So when is the drawing for the big prizes? At the end of the day?
That'll be at the end of the day. Yeah, we want to make sure that everyone that visits us tomorrow is included in that opportunity. So the celebration outside under the tent, so it doesn't matter, rain or shine, we'll be there because we've got a nice big tent to cover everybody up and keep you safe and dry. But everyone during the event will get to the end of the day. They close at 8:00 tomorrow night. So at the end of the night, we'll draw and then we'll reach out to everyone individually and make the big announcement on social media and have some excited winners.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm buying a lot of coffee. Yeah, those extra tickets.
A lot of coffee and fudge and popcorn and everything.
Yeah. We'll have a DJ there tomorrow, too. So playing some good upbeat music. I mean, everything. Everything. A little celebrate good times.
There we
on.
Go.
You know,
there we go.
All that good stuff.
80s, 70s.
I'm not.
60s.
I am not singing.
Maybe a little wiggling.
Larry can sing, but not me.
What the? Have to have the microphone there, John.
We didn't say karaoke, but that might have to happen.
That could, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Fudge wasted. It could happen.
We'll see who can sing the jingle to the show, and they'll get an extra ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell you, Declan has taught himself to play it on the piano.
No, you didn't.
Yes. So I heard him downstairs the other day on the piano and figuring it out and playing it, and I was impressed. And then they actually went and listened to the whole song on, I guess, YouTube or whatever, but listened to the actual whole song so they could learn all the words.
So he's going to come in and do that for us?
I think, if there was a piano there, I think he may play it. He's for whatever reason, he's shy about singing, but he doesn't mind playing the piano in front of people.
A live version would be super cool.
So, see, more ideas.
How old is Declan?
13.
Okay. You could have a young person's focused edition of the show, and he could come in.
And July will be, May was Women's Month Financial Topics for Women. June, men, Father's Day. And then July is going to be focused on children.
Awesome.
So there we go.
That's great.
We could do that.
Covers that. So starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow at the Chef Shop. Then the festivities take off officially for everyone at noon till 3 p.m. Get your tickets in and sample and buy and just have a good time. And then the end of the day, the big drawings will occur.
Yes.
And in the meantime, with a spin of the wheel, you could win a thermal coffee cup from WSIE and the Financial Cafe.
You haven't still told them the most important part.
Which?
We're going to be there.
Well, that's true, too. You can take John home for a day.
I don't know if that's considered a prize.
Yeah, well.
That may be one for my wife. Yeah. She may be glad to get rid of me for a day.
Yeah, that could be. We will be there. John and I will both be there with our significant others and family and enjoying the day. So taking part, we'll have our banner there. If John can remember to bring it.
No tie, the important question.
Do what?
Are you going tie or no tie?
Oh, no tie.
No tie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, got to enjoy it.
Upscale picnic.
Then I'll go tie.
Upscale picnic. He just wants to show me up.
There you go. You saw right through that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. But yeah, neat little cup, you know, thermal coffee cup, and we'll get some coffee in it. So come check it out. thanks for listening to the Financial Cafe. Certainly following us on WSIE-FM 88.7, The Sound. And what else can we find out about the day tomorrow?
Oh, goodness. Let's see.
Make you think about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, they, you know, when you come in, just ask what's new. Really, that's the best thing to ask at the shop, is what's new, what's happening, because they always have. Nancy stays on top of trends like nobody's business. She knows all the newest gadgets. In fact, I just had the pleasure of heading up to the NRA show, Buns Not Guns, the National Restaurant Association.
Darn
show,
it.
Yeah. Show in Chicago. Now, if you talk to Scott, he'd want to combo the two. He's a member of the gun club. But Nancy just has this incredible eye for the industry and what's available, what's out there, what's useful, and what's great quality. So I had the pleasure of watching her in action at a show last weekend. And so, you know, if you come tomorrow, ask the employees what's new in the shop, what's been up, and what has she brought in, what have they brought in. One of the new trends in like home cooking or meal prep is the spiralizer. So take some fruits and veggies and make them into these fun, colorful little spiralized noodles, if you will. Also called zoodles, if it's a zucchini. and it's just a great way to add some health and fun to a meal. So little things like that. They've got great selections. And, of course, the classic traditional items, some new health items she's added, like coconut oils, a line of coconut oils, and then Celtic salt. So Nancy is a smoothie maker herself. She does that at home, roasts lots of vegetables, you know, of course, to counteract that fudge and popcorn that we love in the candy shop.
Speaking of health food.
Yeah.
That's my kind of health
staple. Definitely staple.
So what is Celtic salt, being first generation?
Sure. So of all the different varieties of salt, and some people have heard of them and some people haven't, and I'm not 100% on this, but the essential minerals that humans need, Celtic salt has the highest percentage of that. So it's like Celtic salt has, I want to say, 84% of the minerals.
See, we're not just corned beef and cabbage.
That's right.
Right.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. Now so Celtic salt, and actually to me, it has a little bit more of a mild flavor than some other salts, but it's very, very low processing, and a lot of practitioners, nutritionists, things like that will recommend it, chiropractors. And
we should have some sort of challenge of stump the chef, come up with a product and see if they don't carry it.
That's an excellent idea.
That's a long shot with as many things as they carry.
I was going to say, let's see if someone can come up with stump the shop or stump the chef.
And
cool.
And better yet is knowing where everything is.
Oh, and they do.
Well, you have to just wander.
They are on it. Those employees are on it. That they have a good team there.
I wander and I wonder sometimes when I go in there in both ways.
Get lost.
So I know the last at least 6 months has been spent planning for the big event, the 20th anniversary.
Yes.
But knowing Nancy as I do, I'm sure there's been some discussion of, okay, what's next? Now, where do we go from here? Anything you can share with us about the future?
You know, she's actually got a little speech that we're going to record She's going to give the speech that day, a little look back and then a little peek forward about what people can expect. So we'll record it and have a little video on our social media. But so, you know, again, watching her at the show this past weekend was cool. So I have a glimpse into what the future might hold.
Anything you want to share?
Just by the way she said, I have a glimpse, I think it was pretty clear that she's not sharing.
I'm not going to, you know, not necessarily in detail. I think Nancy is ruminating with all of it. She is one of those unique people that's creative and has vision, and it's marinating in her right now. You know, she's taking that and processing everything, but picking some really neat, useful items or products that are expansive upon that really accessible, playful food experience, whether it's in the kitchen and you're making it or the shop makes it. So a little bit of both. Some of the things that you can go in, maybe a new food product that they make, but Nancy has room to fill, and she will fill it with something amazing. So
now I'm curious, since you work for the chef shop, is it required that all your adjectives and descriptive words are along the lines of cooking and chef, such as marinating and so forth?
No, it's not required, but that's where, like, tapping into it. I tend to live whatever brand I'm.
I think it's been like three or four. Three or four so far.
I noticed that. Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm
very good.
I'm a foodie also.
There we go.
And, you know, making those connections is a good thing, but no, not required. They do really support all their employees, though, in living that kind of foodie life, if you will. They've got this really, really amazing program for all employees that's a lending library, and it's a lending library of a lot of the items in the shop. And so it's required as an employee, you check out from the library these different items and go home and experience them. And there's some very, very expensive items, some items that you probably, a young person or anyone, might not purchase for themselves.
When she said young, she looked at me. Not you. She looked at me. Just letting you know.
She thought there was a mirror over there.
But
I don't like you.
You don't get that experience. You know, that's one thing that sets them apart is the employees have they walk the walk so they can talk the talk. And if you come in, you know what, you know, chiffonading something is, the employees do. And sometimes even with those.
So what is chiffonading? I have no idea.
A manner of cutting. Again, with the knife. The
he's
knife
back with the knife again.
Yeah. It's like air guitar, but with knives.
But with a knife. Okay.
So
I know why I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. So actually that brings me to a good point. You ask what was in the future. And some of that terminology that's so far been inaccessible to the general population, Nancy had the idea of doing, you know, Chef Talk 101. So these different terms, what is it to sous vide a piece of meat, right? His face is like, what?
Is that when you put it on the grill and burn it with fire?
Yes. Yeah. So
didn't sound like it.
So for the next, you know, in the future, she's going to make that sort of terminology accessible, give you a little demonstration, and you know, bring it home, so to speak. So that's one thing moving forward in the future, a little bit more education. So it's not just some fancy chef cooking somewhere. You can do any of that at home, and she's got the tools and the wisdom to guide you to do that.
So any plan on having in-store classes?
Yeah, they actually in the past have had knife skills classes, and of course I keep like nudging her with my elbow. I'm like, you know, the old Sears space is open, and she kind of rolls her eyes, and I can also see a little sparkle in there somewhere because it's a big space. But
it is a big space, but I could see easily filling it.
Oh my goodness, yes. So they've had knife skills classes in the past, and I think we're going to continue to have that, but instead of a two-hour segment and all day where you can come and go for, you know, if you're wanting to do more meats, or, you know, if you're an outdoorsman, a fish, you know, deboning knife, something like that. So you can come in for different segments. So if you want to be in for meats, it'd be this hour, that hour, pairing, you know, if you're a vegetarian, more of the different knives, because are all these knives, and of course they're very pretty, but what do you use for what, and how do you use it, and how do you care for it? So yeah, they'll be upcoming a little bit later this year, an all-day knife skills class with Wusthof, actually, and their Wusthof rep. So definitely.
I have a solution for that. You always use the sharp knife.
Right?
Whichever one's sharp, that's the one I use. Doesn't matter.
And how do you determine that?
Various ways.
I was going to say, not on yourself.
Some better than others. No,
I would be interested in the fish fillet, as I like to fish. And though I seem to practice casting more than actual fishing.
It's exercising the arm, John, you know. Mm-hmm.
But that would be a good one to learn, especially because each type of fish is a different. Uh-oh.
Well,
did you pay the bill?
We have backup. We're still going here. So, I think they flipped the lights on us. I forgot we were in here. So, John, if you make it out there. It suddenly got real dark, but I like the red and green lights on the board. Oh, there we go. Darn. It was almost like Halloween or Christmas. I just had red and green lights all over.
I was always wondering how the radio station would tell us that we're off the air. You guys are no longer. I didn't think it would be that way.
Yeah. Pull the plug.
Lights went out. That was funny. Oh, well. I was, the generator should have kicked in, right? But it wasn't that problem. Anyway, where were we? We were talking about knives or something, I guess.
Yes.
Lots of classes coming up down the road. Mm-hmm. Different possibility of having some more, bringing the experts in, the reps from various companies
yes.
to provide that. Barbecuing might be, grilling.
Scott is gung-ho, and I am in full support of this. We want to have an Eggtoberfest.
Eggtoberfest. I like it.
Right?
I like it.
Big green egg. And for those of you that aren't aware of the product, I mean, a lot of people are just crazy over this. They call them eggheads, actually.
Well, a lot of the professional, like our friends that used mm-hmm. to office with us, Code 3 Spices.
Yeah.
They like the egg.
Yeah.
Or versions of the egg where... It's just amazing. My brother, when we went down there for Thanksgiving, we cooked a turkey in less than an hour. It was like 45 mm-hmm. minutes or whatever. It was ridiculously quick.
It grills, bakes, smokes, and there's like four things that it does. Like anything that you want that has to do with whether it's meat or vegetables or who knows what, this thing does it. And on social media recently, just watching all of it, I've seen some of St. Louis's, most well-renowned chefs like Gerard Kraft from Niche Group and Katie, who's the owner of, Katie's Pizza and Pasta or Pastoria over in St. Louis. Like they have some little pictures of them on social media using the eggs. And so it's a really, really cool product and very easy, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, if nothing else.
Incredibly heavy.
Incredibly
heavy, yes.
Great but, warranty as well.
You set your temperature and you're good to go.
And the Chef Shop I'm not sure what the radius is, but Chef Shop, when you purchase one, Scott or TJ, one of them, will come and do delivery. And it's free within a certain radius, so they will set it up. And Scott's told the story before. Somebody bought one, and they'll even set up your charcoal, get you lit. I think he's had a beer with somebody afterwards after he set it up.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah, you can't order that kind of service online. Like, not going to happen. So he's really passionate about the product. And again, just the fun of getting people together and experimenting and doing something great. So we'd like to plan that a little later in the year around Oktoberfest time,
mm-hmm.
Because what goes better with beer than grilling?
Absolutely.
Sausage.
So. Sausage, burgers, a little beef tenderloin, mm-hmm. something good, right?
Exactly.
Now, one of the things many of your customers may or may not, if they're regular, they probably know already, that they can pre-order, because I know for a number of events we've ordered anywhere from 10 to 20 bags of popcorn, mm-hmm. and rather than standing there and tying up the line, that we can just call in and, you know, say, you know, Saturday, Monday, whenever we're coming in, and we want a variety of, 20 medium bags.
Right.
And it'll be ready, you know, all bagged up, ready to go, pay for it, and off. So
yeah,
you can pre-order the popcorn. I guess you could do that with just about anything in the store.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, they go above and beyond to help. But there's actually a couple ways with popcorn, because, I mean, sometimes I've seen around Christmas time that popcorn line, the wait is, you know, minimum of 45 minutes.
I've done that before.
Hour and a half, yeah. So you can order online, and they'll actually ship. So if you've got somebody around the country, they ship their popcorns.
And the popcorn is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Crack, popcorn crack.
It is. I mean.
Now, I want to state for the record, I did give John his popcorn from the last time you and Nancy are here.
Yep.
Yeah, he's sitting there going, what popcorn? Yeah.
Right.
I was a little surprised by the cheddar one.
Really?
That was spicy.
Well,
it was the spicy cheddar.
Maybe beer. I think that was the beer
was.
Popcorn. Yeah. Ooh.
It looked like cheddar, so I took the caramel, which I really like. I was like, oh, pour some caramel, take the cheddar, pour the cheddar. Not reading, because I don't read instructions.
Yeah.
And
grabbed a handful.
Cheddar, I was like, ooh.
It's one of their most popular for sure.
My kids and wife downed it. They loved it.
It's got hops in it too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Beer. Exactly.
But it had some kick to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the same. Diane, we poured out poured out a little bowl of caramel and a bowl of the cheddar, I thought. And I went, uh-oh.
Good.
We need something to wash this down.
A little kick, a beer, right?
It was good. It was very nice. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So they've got. So now you can pre-order online, have it shipped if you want. You can call in, place your order. Definitely for big orders, because they have bags that they fill that looks like one of those big beanbag chairs.
They're
like,
huge. Huge bags of popcorn.
Yeah. I'll take the caramel, please.
They do the custom baskets if you've got any corporate or even any corporate gifting you need to do, things like that. But also now, so Chef Shop just a couple weeks ago started at the Land of Goshen Farmers Market in downtown Edwardsville.
That's right. Nancy told me about that. Yeah. How's that going?
That's going great. Well, we've only been there one week. Oh, this week we're taking the week off because we've got the celebration that we'll be back the rest of the year. So it's grab and go. So you don't have to wait. Everything is already bagged up and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, prepackaged and ready to go fresh. They, you know, bag it up the night before. And
so only popcorn or what else do you have
to market? They have, right now they have peanut brittle. Yeah, fresh peanut brittle, 10 different flavors of their fudge that's prepackaged, ready to go, no waiting, and then 10 different varieties of their popcorn, so everything from their chocolate-coated to
Louis,
caramels,
Chicago.
Candy. Mm-hmm. They've got a Cardinals mix, which is great.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep, little Cardinals mix, and then, of course, beer, cheddar, Chicago mix and Edwardsville mix, which is a little spin on that. So people can go.
Just make sure you read the labels when you grab and go. Your cheddar may not.
Cheddar may or may not be cheddar.
All clearly marked with the name and ingredients.
Oh, absolutely. That was not. It was definitely user error. It was not anything to do with false advertising, shall we say, but. Just be careful.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. So the Land of Goshen Community Market, the farmers market in downtown Edwardsville, really focuses on products that are, you know, made definitely
local.
Within a 100-mile radius, but local if possible. And a lot of people don't know that the popcorn is made, or the fudge, or the peanut brittle, is made right there in the shop. Mm-hmm. And they are, I think they have 3 full-time guys now in the back.
Wow.
I mean, making that, and I had the opportunity to work a little bit, see the process, and it is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
That is not like what you see at the movie theater when it's like, I'm going to pour this in, and it just flows, cascades out like a waterfall of popcorn. This is hard work.
I can't imagine. Okay, now what are their titles?
Oh, I don't know. Master Popper?
Master Popper.
Popologist. I think we've heard Popologist.
Popologist. I like it.
Yeah, Popologist.
What's your job? I'm a Master Popper.
Well, and TJ back there.
Crack yourself up,
Diane. Sorry, John.
Master Popper. They really do. As far as the culinary spirit goes, I mean, he's back there experimenting and coming up with new flavors.
Well,
all the
I can't
time.
Imagine how you know, the consistency is always consistent.
It is.
How you do that when you're flavoring how many, you know, however many 70, 80 brand, you know, types of popcorn.
Man.
It's all planned out.
Recipes and they know their stuff. I mean, TJ has it all memorized. That man, you could ask him anything and he'll know how many kernels, you know, it's like to the ounce, how many kernels. And their quality control is incredible. If it's not, you know, big and fluffy and beautiful or sticks together wrong or the color slightly off, they will, you know, nope, not good enough, you know. So they really offer an incredible product besides tasting good, tasting amazing. Their quality control is up there, which is a cool thing to see and be part of.
I didn't think anything could be more ridiculous than their fudge, but their popcorn gives their fudge a run. It really does.
Definitely two ends of the spectrum, but
there'll be plenty there on
Saturday. Oh,
Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anytime, John, you know, you don't know what to get me for a gift. Just, you know, the fudge or popcorn would be okay.
Assuming that I'm getting just, you a gift.
just a thought. You know,
and then
just
the sea salt and coconut oil.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe some salt. Detox tea from their Republic of Tea collection.
Do they have detox coffee?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Coffee is a natural detox. It's full of antioxidants. That's why I drink it. I'm just trying to be healthy.
He is definitely trying to be healthy.
Failing miserably, but trying.
Yeah, well, you know, there's an idea. Maybe they could figure out a way, especially if they get the new space. Nancy's going to kill me.
You're going to start a rumor.
I am. We have officially started a rumor. I won't say it.
We're just going to create momentum to support the move.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to start. Anyway, but to put a display area where people can watch them make the popcorn and watch them make the fudge.
Well, they would need a bigger space.
That's what I'm saying.
You which know, happens to be
close by.
Close by.
That little window, that would be cool.
I mean, that's one of the fun things. You know, you go down to Lake of the Ozarks or, you know, any of the festive, you know, Branson or Florida or wherever, you always go by the fudge shop and they're always making the fudge.
Yeah.
And you always have to buy some.
Or like the kettle corn places.
You can see them make the fudge. They do make the fudge out front. I think for since they're considered a manufacturer, they ship. It has to be behind closed doors, but the window would work. But we post videos every now and then of TJ stirring up the caramel, and so you can see the process.
I did not know that. Yeah. See, I learned something else today.
You got to get on the Facebook page.
I just have to go out there. Well, you know, we won't go there.
I'm not on Facebook either. It's okay.
Yeah, I am sort of, they say. Not as active as we probably should be, but oh well. I like the old face-to-face, you know, hand-to-hand type thing. So, but let's go back to corporate gifts for a moment.
Yeah.
You touched on that, and it's a great item that anyone in the business community here or St. Louis, you know, surrounding area, and it's a wonderful corporate gift for the holidays, for Christmas, or for special events or for a new client, you know, thanking them. I know some realtors in the local Edwardsville area, when they sell, you know, it's a housewarming gift. They sell a new house and they have Chef Shop put together a neat basket because what's better in a new house than fudge and popcorn and coffee? I mean, you know, you're good to go. So, but they'll put together just about any size, shape, you know, in metal tins or in baskets. I know Nancy was showing me some of the things she ordered, I guess, last fall, prior to Christmas, some special metal tins and things that she had prepared for the gifts to make up. So, and I think they'll even, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, I think she told me they'll even include some outside items
for
some of the corporate gifts. If you want to throw a bottle of wine in there, you know, just to go with the popcorn.
Yeah, they've tag teamed with some other companies.
Some of the other local companies.
There's a class. Which wine complements which type of popcorn?
I like it.
A wine and popcorn class.
Wine and
that
popcorn.
Is a great idea.
See, another idea. You write these down.
I gotta get my notepad.
Come
out.
On, Lisa. Write these down. Let Nancy know. Of course, she could always go to the financialcafe.us and the blog will be out there. So all of our ideas will be posted in posterity.
Awesome.
There we go.
So more alliteration for the show. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's out there. But the corporate gifts are great. It's going to be a wonderful day. We're coming down to the last 10 minutes or so. So what should we talk about as we wrap things up for the festivity tomorrow? You could have a hot air balloon. Do you have a hot air balloon coming?
No.
There's an idea.
Can you make that happen?
I probably could. don't tempt me.
There are a lot of last minute things.
Just let them go on a couple tangents.
Ooh, ba-dum boom. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Tangentially speaking.
Every now and then during our shows, I have to kind of give them a look like, where are we going with this one? Mm-hmm. Come on, bring it back to the topic.
Bring it back.
Yeah, well, if I knew where we were going, we'd already be there. So.
Yeah, just, you know, anything. I know what Nancy would want to say is really thank you. Just thank you to everyone who has been an advocate, a supporter, a friend, the whole community for cheering them on, for always asking, is it available local first? Whether it's her business or others, she's a huge supporter of all local businesses. You know, she walks the walk and will always work with local first when she can. And just thank you. Thank you to everyone who's made 20 years possible. Thank you to Vicki Primrose and her husband Joe for starting the path. And
they prime the pump, so to speak.
Exactly. And just everyone who makes it possible every day, and they'll make it another 20 years because of the people and the support and everybody that comes by and buys one little bag of popcorn. Your purchase makes a difference to small businesses, and Chef Shop will pay it back and pay it forward tenfold.
The characteristics that make a business successful, they have all of them. They have great products, great prices. The people are knowledgeable. You can't beat the service. I've never ever bought anything from there and came away scratching my head thinking this was the wrong thing to do. I mean, everything from, you know, the stuff, like I said, for my daughter that she uses. I never bought any kind of food product or anything that was bad. And, you know, that's kind of unique. And I guess, you know, that's why they're so successful.
Well, and I've said this before, it is a go-to place, and particularly for me, whenever, you know, I'm going, and it could be a graduation party, it could be a birthday, it could be anniversary, whatever, you know, holiday it is. And if you are scratching your head about, okay, well, what do we get this person? Either they have everything or they have nothing. you know, but what are the choices? You can always go into the Chef Shop and you're going to walk out of there satisfied that you have something that they will appreciate. You know, the thought shows that you spent the time and effort to find something unique or just something fun. So it certainly is a go-to place to satisfy a lot of different needs. And I know John and I, after the show, we haven't done that in a while. We could do it today, but it was a month ago. You know, after we get done recording the shows, and we'll just go out there for the heck of it to get some fudge and popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fun thing to do, right?
Yeah. And tomorrow is the perfect opportunity to do that. Just come if you're gonna come out, if you're going to make it out, try and come out tomorrow between noon and 3. For the party or the whole day, just to say hi and still get registered for a prize and say hi, celebrate, enjoy some great food, music, fun.
Yeah, with Wang Gang there, I don't know if Ryan's coming or not. Ryan O'Day,
oh,
who owns Wang Gang.
Oh, he will be there, yeah.
Oh, he's a hoot. He's my neighbor. He lives in our subdivision, so love Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
But with him there and the Goshen Butcher Shop now,
yeah,
you know, I knew it as Edwardsville Frozen Foods for my entire life, but they have wonderful stuff. So, yeah, I agree with you, John. We'll skip breakfast and lunch probably and just, you know, sample the goods.
Well, given that we spent the whole show talking about it was the Chef Shop Show.
Chef Shop Show.
For people that haven't been there, they probably want to know where it is.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
The same. I mean, that, some particulars here may be needed.
Okay. Go ahead.
You have it.
Should I jump in?
Sure, go ahead, Lisa.
2320 Troy Road in the in the Target complex, if you're looking at the front of Target off of Highway 159 in Edwardsville, Illinois. It's just to the left a little bit, and you will see a big white tent and lots of people having lots of fun. So Troy Road, Highway 159, Edwardsville, just to the left of Deerberg's, down the way from Schnucks.
So I guess you better notify the police so they can, you know, direct traffic. And,
we are on it. Know. We've got been working with the fire department and the police department. We buttered them up a couple weeks ago. We took popcorn and sharpened their knives. Scott went out. Scott and Rollo went
out. Now you're just doing that on purpose.
Yeah. Well, the chef shop does sharpen knives.
There
so.
We go. Oh, that's one more thing I wanted to bring up. Tell us about some of the outreach that you're doing.
Sure. Again, like as if it couldn't get any cooler, to celebrate 20 years, the management team met and thought, you know, in the spirit of gratitude, we'd like to give back. So 20 acts of kindness, and I'm pretty sure they've exceeded that.
No doubt.
Yeah, but so all of the employees and Nancy and Scott have just done things out in the community, from volunteering at the Humane Society or Partners for Pets to the knife sharpening down for first responders. There was one morning the employees went out and surprised parents at a park with hot coffee. You know, so they went out and just surprised them.
Winner.
To Meals on Wheels. We drove for Meals on Wheels one day. And again, that cycle of connection, community that's really supported the shop. The employees, when you do good things together, it just infuses your culture.
She just keeps it up, Jack.
Infuses your culture with keeping that going. You know, what you attract, what you are, and
well, that's true. It's genuine.
So genuine. Nancy is, you know, through Edwardsville Rotary Club or any of the charity organizations she's been part of, like Allison's Hope, Allison's Friends of Hope, things like that. She just does so much work, and she's so quiet about it. And so this is just an expansion of that, those 20 acts of kindness. And we've still got a couple more that we're surprising the community with.
Can you tell us what they are?
Close out. No.
You're nosy.
It's no fun.
It's my job, John.
Are you the person that like peeks out the window, pulls the curtain back to see what the neighbors are doing?
That's called a creep.
I use a camera. No. Get me off track here. I'll tell you. But yeah, it's wonderful. And Scott had no hesitation. As I've mentioned previously, he is a grad of SIUE in the Mass Communications Department. I take pride in that. Obviously, I was too. And he did not hesitate when I approached him for underwriting the show. He said, absolutely, put me down. And he said, but you better talk to Nancy first. but she was on board also. And we can't thank you enough. Like I said, it's almost a year you've been underwriting the show. And that helps WSIE survive so far, so good. But they are looking for additional underwriters, looking for donations of any kind to help support WSIE. I think it is a gem of the community locally, supporting business, supporting the students, supporting the residents, certainly. And any underwriting the Chef Shop has done has been well received. And we're just fortunate to have folks like Nancy and Scott in the community to help out. You know, we love going out there. And thanks again for the support.
Well, why don't we give them the website info if someone wants to go out to the website prior to coming on Saturday?
They can go out to the website. It's chefs.shop. So chefs.shoppe at prodigy.net.
That's the email.
That's
and
the
then
email.
If you want to go to the website, it's www.chefshop.com. So that's chefs.shoppe, the fancy shop. Yeah. chefshop.com.
And so for the Chef Shop show, I just like saying that.
You're going to say it in the next show just because, right?
I probably will. But thanks for joining us. Go check out our website, the www.thefinancialcafe.us. And our blog will be out there. We will, you know, we might check on putting a link out there to the Chef Shop. We haven't thought about that, but
well, we talked
that
about,
would be good.
We haven't done it yet, but we've talked about putting a Friends of the Show tab there with links to our friends of the show.
So we'll
which
put that.
Why we're going to name it that.
The Chef Shop Show. Okay. So thanks to Lisa for coming. I know Nancy was happy to have you join us. She said she would love to be here, but she's a little busy today, as you will be the rest of the day, getting things together, planning for tomorrow, but spending, a whole hour with us. I think John was wondering what we were going to talk about for an hour, but didn't have any problem filling that up. So we covered most everything. I'm sure we missed a few things about the Chef Shop. But just show up tomorrow on Saturday.
12 to 3
at the Chef Shop. If you can't make those hours, come in anyway, and there might be some leftovers. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. But not after you and I are there.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, come early, not late. But thanks, Lisa. Glad you could join us.
Thank you so much. We'd love
to have you back and talk about not only Chef Shop, maybe some other things that you're doing in consulting.
You got it.
Because we are the Financial Cafe. Broadcasting on WSIE 87 The Sound here on the beautiful campus of Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. I think that's going to take a wrap for today. Say bye, John.
Bye, John.
You've been listening to The Financial Cafe, airing every Saturday at 9 a.m. on 88.7 WSIE The Sound. Today's show is underwritten by The Chef Shop in Edwardsville, your hometown kitchen accessory store, where a good cup of coffee starts every day right. Listeners are invited to send your questions regarding retirement, investments, or any other financial topic that may pique your interest. Send the questions to John at jgraney@nickelfinancial.com or to Larry at llexo@nickelfinancial.com. John and Larry will discuss those questions each week during their Q&A session. If you prefer, they will respond to you in private. Thanks for listening to the Financial Cafe on 88.7 WSIE The Sound.